Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trailer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we're going to be talking through some of our favourite quick service locations from Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. Now, I should say, we're not covering off all quick service locations, just a few of our favourites, and we're not going into resorts in this podcast. We will save resorts for another time. We're just talking about the main four parks at Disney World and Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios at Universal Orlando. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan, not much of an intro this week because this is one of the episodes that we're recording for when I'm in Florida.
Yes. So, what is it, October? So this will be going out sometime in October. You'll be in the park.
Yeah.
I'll be at home in the rain.
Well, hopefully I'll be in the sunshine at least.
Yeah.
You never know really in Florida, but yeah, hopefully.
I think rain is pretty set here, isn't it?
Like, yeah, well, I don't know.
Almost guaranteed.
Like, the season seems to be changing at the moment. You never know. It's a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it? So, yeah, I mean, we thought it'd be a good idea to talk through some of our favourite quick service locations. We haven't discussed these before the podcast, so it may be some of them are the same. But it might give... Well, I guess it might give us both some ideas on where to go next year for our kind of first theme park trailer trip.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'd be good to talk through it. We're going to talk through why it's one of our favourites, and where relevant, we might mention a couple of menu items as well. So let's start in Disney's Animal Kingdom. And what's the first one on your list, Dan?
Oh, you had to start with I don't actually have any in Animal Kingdom.
You don't have any in Animal Kingdom?
I don't have any in Animal Kingdom.
Unbelievable.
So this is... You made it awkward now. You've made it awkward.
I've actually got three.
Because there's not that many in Animal Kingdom, is there? Quick service locations.
No, there's not. And, you know, bearing in mind, I've not tried Satouli's Canteen yet. So that's the reason why it isn't on my list. So, ironically, I guess by the time this episode's gone out, I probably would have tried it.
You could be in there now.
I could be in there right now. But at this stage of recording, I haven't tried it, so it's not on my list. But the first one on my list for Animal Kingdom is Flame Tree Barbecue. And this is a just phenomenal quick service location. Everyone was saying to me, you should go here, you should try it. And last year was the first year that I'd actually tried it. In 2015. And I thought I'd give it a go. I love barbecue food. I tried the barbecue sauce that you can buy from Animal Kingdom, and it was really good. And yes, this location is great. It's not like the best of locations because there's no like indoor kind of setting per se. It's just kind of like...
It's just undercover, right?
It's just undercover, exactly, yeah. So it's not really that great at keeping you out from the heat. But the food here is amazing. And what I had last time was the ribs, chicken and pulled pork sampler, which they describe as the ultimate Flame Tree barbecue platter. It features smoked ribs, chicken and pulled pork with a helping of house-made baked beans, refreshing coleslaw and delicious jalapeno cornbread. And that comes at around $20.
Nice.
And let me tell you, it was amazing. The cornbread was awesome, the chicken was great, the ribs were great, and the pulled pork was amazing as well. But they do lots of things here. Obviously, it's all barbecue-based. They've got like a half chicken, a half slab of ribs, a full slab of ribs, a pulled pork sandwich, ribs and chicken combo, the sampler that I just went through, roasted chicken with mixed green salad, and smoked turkey breast sandwich, and a watermelon salad as well. You can get French fries. You can also get French fries with pulled pork and cheese. Didn't try those.
Interesting.
I'm definitely going to be trying those this year.
That does sound like a good combo.
Sounds amazing. Onion ring basket, and for dessert, you can also get chocolate mousse, lime mousse, and there's kind of all the normal kind of drinks as well, including Bud Light. Or a glass of Chardonnay.
That's pretty random.
Well, alcohol is allowed in Animal Kingdom, isn't it? So,
what, over other parks?
Well, Magic Kingdom's not. You're not allowed like quick service and stuff like that. It's only
alcohol,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they necessarily do that, but anyway.
No, it's weird.
Different story.
Definitely go to Flame Tree Barbecue. It's really, really good food. One that I would recommend.
Cool.
So next one is, although at the moment that the Flame Tree Barbecue is my top recommendation, kind of before I went here, we often went to Restaurantosaurus, which is like your standard.
What a name.
Yeah, it's a great name. It's in Dinoland, obviously. It's kind of like your standard quick service location, your classic quick service location.
I remember going to this one actually.
Yeah, it's all right here actually. It has things like your Baker's Angus bacon cheeseburger, Angus cheeseburger, chicken breast nuggets, chili cheese hot dog, double Angus bacon cheeseburger, grilled chicken BLT sandwich, vegetarian black bean burger, and a mixed green salad with roasted chicken as well. They're kind of like what I would say are the classic quick service options. They also have some sides which include chili cheese fries and New England clam chowder as well. That sounds
chowder.
Awesome. Chowder. I know the Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
And then they have a couple of desserts: warm chocolate turtle brownie and cheesecake topped with strawberries as well.
That sounds nice.
So yeah, it sounds awesome, and the kind of standard list of drinks as well. So I chose that one because I have been there a few times, and it's just like, for those that like eating really badly, like your classic quick service location, that's probably where I would recommend.
See, this is probably one that I would add to my list, because I didn't twig the name. The name didn't seem familiar to me, but yeah, I have definitely been there, because there's like a old kind of metal like caravan sort of thing out there,
that's
isn't
right,
it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And it used to be the location of the buffet breakfast with Donald and the other, like Mickey and Daisy and stuff.
Okay.
Until they moved that to Africa.
Right, I see.
So that used to be, I used to eat in here for breakfast buffet, but I have eaten here for lunch quick service as well. And then my final quick service location for Animal Kingdom is Yak and Yeti Local Food Cafe. So not the restaurant Yak and Yeti, but the local food cafe, which is kind of like a cut-down version, I guess, in some ways, of the main restaurant. So they do offer breakfast. I'm not going to talk to you breakfast because I haven't eaten breakfast there before. But they offer things like cheeseburger, Asian chicken sandwich, ginger chicken salad, honey chicken, which is very good, roasted vegetable couscous wrap, and teriyaki beef bowl as well. The honey chicken is what I would recommend. It comes with tempura chicken, carrots, snap peas, honey sauce, and white rice.
That does sound good.
Really, really good. It is like a kind of cut-down version of the main restaurant.
Right.
And the sides here are very good as well. So, yeah, you've got the classic basket of French fries. But from the more Asian thing, you've got chicken fried rice. You also have pork egg roll. And you also have a side of pork egg rolls, which is two, whereas the pork egg roll is one. And they have three desserts. They have a Minute Maid frozen lemonade cup, a pineapple coconut cake, and a triple chocolate mousse as well. And, most importantly, they serve sangria.
That's finally got to the source of why you like it.
Yeah, that is very true. I do like the honey chicken, though. It's really good. And
it does look really good.
The pork egg roll and chicken fried rice are good serving sizes.
Right, okay. Yeah, it looks like you get quite a lot of like chicken in the... there's a picture of... It just happens to be a picture of the honey chicken on the site, that one.
Mm.
It does look like you get a good quantity.
Yeah, it's really, really tasty. I would definitely recommend this place. I will be going back to Flame Tree Barbecue without a doubt, but I will also be trying Satudi Canteen this year.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So, let's move into Hollywood Studios. Do you have any locations here, Dan?
I do have a location here. I suppose it's a classic. It's as similar to Restaurantosaurus. It's a classic quick service location, yeah, doing all your normal stuff. Although they do chicken and waffles, which you don't see very often.
You know what? This is the same location I chose, Hollywood Studios, I think.
Yeah, I think I ate there when I was there in June. Mainly because a lot of the other stuff was closed, actually. Mm. But they got rid of the... What's the one that they closed round by the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground?
I can't remember. I know the one you mean, though.
Yeah, that's where we often used to eat. And that was, again, that was another classic kind of like traditional menu, sort of quick service menu.
So we've always eaten here and then gone to the bar that was next to that quick service location that you were talking about to get a drink. But we always eaten here because it used to have, I don't think it's still there, unless they were refurbishing it last time I was there. They used to have the Toon Car from Roger Rabbit outside.
Oh, okay. Right. I don't recall seeing that.
It's like a black gangster car.
Right. Yeah, I can't remember.
But so you're talking about the Batlock Express, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you remember what you had?
A third pound Angus beef bacon cheeseburger, I believe, when I was there last in June.
Yeah.
Because we rushed in there because we wanted to get some, we hadn't eaten, and we wanted to catch the Star Wars show.
Oh, yeah.
And we had very little time, like, between the start of the show and eating. And, like, loads of stuff was closed, and so we, like, I can't remember where we went to, but there was a couple of places that were closed, and we finally got to the Batlock Express, and they were open. They were closing soon, but they were just about open.
Oh, nice.
So we made it in. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice food, isn't it? Your classic quick service menu, it serves well.
And you got it with the carrot sticks, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
who does that on vacation?
I don't know.
I always, unless, you, like, medically or for whatever reason, you can't have French fries. If I'm taking my kid on vacation, they're having French fries because they're on vacation.
Yeah, it's simple as, isn't it, really?
It really is. Like, fine, at home, they need to eat healthy and stuff. But when you're in Disney World, they can have as much French fries as they want.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you're on holiday. It really doesn't matter. It's like a week or maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just splurge.
Just eat badly for a couple of weeks. I had the Royal Guard burger.
The Royal Guard burger is that sounds Star Warsy. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that comes with an Angus beef burger, barbecued brisket, pepper jack served with French fries, and that was really good.
What makes the bun black? Is it 'cause
I don't know.
I heard about one in Japan.
The dark side.
I heard about one in Japan, and it was used. They use squid ink.
Yeah, I don't know because it didn't taste like any different. The bun didn't taste any different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you had a squid ink bun, whether it would actually taste like any different, or whether it's just colouring. I don't know, but yeah,
it was really good. Like the barbecue brisket was amazing as well.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
But I'd be torn this time round between the Royal Guard burger and the Dark Side chicken and waffles, which is chicken and Vader waffles with maple syrup.
Chicken and Vader waffles, that's brilliant.
I'd be really torn between those two, just because you kind of get your chicken and dessert at the same time.
Although, as I found with the chicken and donuts in Disney Springs, what's that restaurant called?
Homecoming.
Oh, God. Homecoming, that's the one. I was thinking of Morimoto, whatever it was.
Morimoto.
But yeah, that kind of the mix of sweet and savoury is a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like the sweetness of the sugar, and I imagine the sweetness of the maple syrup with the chicken might be a bit weird.
Oh, no, I love that kind of combo.
It's not for me.
So it comes with chicken and Vader waffles with barbecue sauce and maple syrup, apparently.
Okay.
I do remember, because I'm just looking at a picture of this now, I do remember why I didn't order this, and it just looked like the waffles were too small.
Okay.
And when the burger, I saw someone come out with a burger, and it's just like massive. It's like beef brisket like pouring out of it, and I was just like,
I must get one of those.
Yeah, I had to get that. So I think I probably will stick with that, the Royal Guard burger, which I'm sure was called like a Darth Vader burger before, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe the Royal Guard doesn't really sound like a great name, does it, for a burger?
No, it doesn't. So they also have for dessert a BB-8 lemon cupcake with vanilla buttercream. That's what I had last time. They also have a chocolate mousse, and they have a Darth Vader chocolate peanut butter cupcake as well.
Cool.
So those are the items there. That's it for me at Hollywood Studios.
I think that's it for me as well, really. I mean, we went to the ABC Commissary. Commissary.
I've been there before as well. Yeah, the Commissary, yeah.
I mean, again, that's another classic one. It's nice that it's inside, so you get the full aircon. I mean, obviously the Batlock Express is okay because that's part, you know, you can go inside or you can go outside. It, yeah. Yeah, so that's okay. So you do get a bit of a choice. Whatever the previous one was called, which I can't remember what it was, that was obviously all... It wasn't completely exposed, but it was outside.
Mm.
It had a roof over it.
I totally forgot, you know, why I like this restaurant so much. They have... I remember the reason why I went with the Royal Guard Burgers, because it comes with French fries, and at this right. location... You know the pumps that you have to get the ketchup and stuff out?
Uh-huh.
They have one, like, dedicated to honey mustard here. So that's why.
So that's why you keep coming back.
That's the main reason I keep coming back here, because they have, like, honey mustard pump. And I'm just like, you can just see me in the corner just going...
sit you underneath it.
Yeah, I'm just like... Oh.
What I do like about some of these, like, classic... quick service locations is that they have like the salad bar,
yeah,
so you can get your burger and you can just do what you know whatever you want with it,
yeah,
I which think is it's a nice way.
The best one that. For that is probably Pecos Bill,
right? Okay, I don't know if I've ever been there,
yeah, which we'll talk about, well, we might talk about a little bit later,
we'll see, but I think the cat's been let out of the bag.
Yeah, I think you might be right there. So if there's nothing at Hollywood Studios, let's move on to Epcot. What's the first one on your list here?
So I think I'll go with the first one, which I suspect will also be on your list, which is Electric Umbrella.
It is on my list, yeah. It is on my yeah. list.
It's kind of a classic one, isn't it? They do have quite a good menu.
They do.
I love the location, though.
Oh, it's a brilliant quick service location, yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, I mean, we always sit outside. I mean, maybe unless it was torrential rain, but that doesn't happen very often. But just like when we were there in June, the inside was completely full, and outside there was nobody there. It's like... It was really nice weather.
Yeah.
It wasn't hot. It wasn't baking hot, and you're undercover anyway, so I don't know why there weren't so many people outside, but, I mean, it was nice for us.
And you get to enjoy the amazing Epcot music as well,
which yeah, is just of course. Brilliant.
It's my favourite theme park music.
Yeah, and the fountain there.
Yeah,
you see the fountain yeah. doing its thing.
Yeah, it's a great location, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I take it you had the Angus Bacon Cheeseburger.
I don't think I did last time. I think it was probably the nuggets.
I do like the nuggets here.
Yeah.
But nuggets and honey mustard.
Your fries. you gotta go over to the Backlog Express.
Well they do usually have honey mustard in the little pots.
What, sachets or something.
Yeah. So I usually just get like 10 of them.
Right. Just fill up on them. But yeah, I think probably last time we went there we had the nuggets with your French fries, and weirdly it also came with a pack of apple slices for some reason.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't on the menu. It was kind of, when you look on the menu, it was kind of like French fries or apple slices, but they just gave both, so I don't know what that was about. But
you can be bad and healthy.
Yeah, they're trying to force fruit on people.
Yeah. See
wow, you people look like they need fruit.
Yeah, have some fruit. My issue with Epcot quick service locations is that I love them. So this one I love, the one I'm going to talk about next I love as well. But because I go during the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, I just never go to them anymore.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We just always end up going to the Food and Wine because there's so many more varied options to try.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember having the cheeseburger here. I think that the menu looks to be updated since the last time I went in here.
Right.
They have like a French dip burger combo, which is an Angus burger, brisket, crispy onions, and something served with...
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
Served with apple slices, French fries, and a choice of dessert and fountain beverage. That sounds pretty good.
That's quite a big combo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. They've got sausage and pepper sandwich, which is Italian sausage, peppers, onions, tomatoes, and cheese. That sounds good. I'd probably have that.
Cool.
And they also have a veggie nanwich, which is broccoli slaw... something tofu wasabi dressing with choice of French grapes or French fries. I would actually try that sounds quite nice.
Okay. I don't know, I just need a bit of meat.
Meat?
Not like that, Ryan. Not like that, Ryan.
Yeah, you want to go for the sausage and pepper sandwich then?
No, I'm fine with the nuggets. I'm with nuggets.
Oh, on the border there, a family friendly, I think. On the border. So have you, what's your next location then? I'm interested to.
Well, one that we often like going to is one in the French area.
Mm.
I was going to say French district, and that sounded like very New Orleans, didn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the name is. It's like Le Halles Boulangerie Patisserie. I've like horrifically butchered that.
You definitely did, yeah.
But there's a quick service place in France. It's at the back, and it's like they serve pastries and croissants, and what we often get... which I don't know if it's on the... Basically, it's a ham and cheese baguette, and it's really, really nice. We've had it there a few times, and it's just nice to get like a baguette, like a sandwich sort
something
of thing.
Different. Yeah, something that's not like full of like fat and...
Yeah, or, oil. You know, because you do eat a lot of fries when you're out there, so it's nice, because, you know, who would go for the carrot sticks? But it's nice to have a change sometimes, and this day it's always really nice. So we get that. I don't think we got it there in June, but last couple of times we've had them.
Oh, you know, I don't think I've ever eaten here.
It's nice. They have a really good selection of pastries as well. I don't think we've ever had a pastry there, because we often... You get these baguettes and they're huge, so they're really filling. But they do have a really good selection of, like, eclairs and all sort of cream cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. I think this is a problem. Like, I just won't try this place because of the food and wine festival. Next time I'm over there when either that's not on or the Flower and Garden Festival isn't on, then I will definitely try that place.
Yeah, it's worth going in, even if just have a look, see what they do. It's nice.
So, are those your locations for Epcot? Do you have any more?
I think that was all my locations for Epcot, really.
Okay.
Because, you know, by the time you... It's one of these things, isn't it? There's lots of little quick services dotted about, but when you go... You have a favourite, don't you?
You just go to one, you're like, this is great, I'm going to go back here.
You go to it a lot, and they're reasonably filling, aren't they? And so when you do that, and you do a... And you do a like main meal in the day. It's you don't have much chance to go to all of them, do you?
No, exactly. I actually have two more for Epcot.
Right.
My next one is over in World Showcase, and it is the Lotus Blossom Cafe in China.
Right.
And they have a couple of a really good menu here. Their appetizers include pork and vegetable egg rolls. They've also got pot stickers, which are basically chicken skewers. They are really good. They serve those for the Food and Wine Festival, usually.
Okay.
Then you have some entrees, which include beef noodles soup bowl, beef rice bowl, Hong Kong-style chicken and vegetable curry over rice, Hong Kong-style vegetable curry over rice. This is the one I usually have, is the orange chicken with steamed rice.
I was going to say that might be something I might go for.
Yeah, it's really good. You've got sesame chicken salad and also shrimp fried rice with an egg roll, which is probably my other choice I usually have. Desserts, I'm not a great fan of here. You've got caramel ginger ice cream and lychee ice cream. I'm not a great fan of the desserts, I have to say. But the offering for the entrees are really strong, and you get the portions are pretty big here as well.
Okay. Do you go for the desserts because you get it included in the dining plan?
You did up until this year.
Oh, right. Okay.
So this year's dining plan, they have taken away the dessert that you get on quick service and have given you an extra snack.
Okay. So you could potentially buy it if you wanted to.
Yeah, you could do. I think what we're probably going to do is, because most of the desserts in the quick service are like little pots of like brownie or cheesecake or something.
Yeah,
we're probably just going to get the meal and then wait an hour and then go and get like an ice cream or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense, because the ice creams are really nice, aren't they, from the counters and stuff. So
yeah, or yeah. We're in Magic Kingdom and we'd go to the ice cream parlor.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then my final one is in the land, and it is Sunshine Seasons, and it's really just the massive range of menu items you can get here. So in terms of entrees, you've got Asian shrimp stir fry, you've got Caesar salad with oak fired chicken, Mongolian beef with vegetable fried rice, oak grilled rotisserie chicken with black beans and yellow rice, oak grilled salmon, oak grilled vegetarian flatbread sandwich, a power salad with oak fired chicken, almonds, honey vinaigrette, sesame crusted tuna with Asian vegetable noodle salad, you've got a slow roasted pork chop, spicy fish tacos, which I've had, they were really good. Sweet and sour chicken with jasmine rice, turkey and jack cheese on ciabatta. You've also got a vegan korma as well. There's a lot of options here for the entrees, and the food here is very good.
Yeah, it's quite a combo, isn't it? I don't know if I've ever eaten there. Obviously, we go past.
Yeah, you can kind of see it's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, Is it Soarin' that's in this place?
Yes, Soarin' and Living with the Land.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, we end up going like up and round past it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
To go to Soarin' and then kind of through it to get to Living with the Land.
Yeah. They do have like a range of like sandwiches as well that they make fresh every day, so you can get those too. Of course, let's move on to the desserts. You've got apple caramel crunch, carrot cake, cupcake, cheesecake with berries, chocolate mousse cake, creme brulee, freshly baked cookie, strawberry shortcake, tiramisu, and
I see what you've done here. I was waiting for the key. I saw it there on the menu, and I liked how you skipped over and left it to last.
Oh yes, I've had the carrot cake cupcake. I've had the tiramisu, and I've also had the key lime tart, and they are all very, very good. Like, the desserts here are just on point.
Yeah, they sound like a really good selection, don't they?
Yeah,
selection of dessert.
Yeah, I would have to say this is probably one of the best quick service locations at Epcot by a good distance. Just based on the variation of food here, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice thing about it, isn't it? You often see the similar sort of things, or there's not a huge amount on the menus with some of the other places, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think what we'll probably do this year is, if we do have a quick service at Epcot, we will probably jump into this place to get a dessert and possibly a iced coffee. So they have those iced coffee machines where you can get the French vanilla or mocha.
Right, okay.
Donna loves the mocha, I like the French vanilla, so we usually get one of those as well. So that is some of our favourites from Epcot. Do you want to start off in Magic Kingdom, Dan?
Yeah, so I suppose I'll start off with the Main Street Bakery.
Oh, I was wondering when a Starbucks location was going to come up.
Yeah, because I think we both do eat in the Starbucks locations, don't we? Like, almost every day, pretty much.
Yeah, I should say that. Like, it doesn't matter what Disney park or Universal park I'm in, I will go to Starbucks every day.
Yeah, and I mean, it's nice in this way, in the Main Street Bakery. I think it was the Main Street Bakery I was in. Also, I suppose there's one in Hollywood Studios as well.
Yep, there's a Starbucks location in every park.
Yeah, I was just thinking of one that I went to in June. They have a really good selection of, like, not necessarily, I mean, some of the stuff that they do in Starbucks anyway, like food-wise, is really nice. But it was either the Main Street Bakery, or it may have been both of them. They do a nice selection of pastries.
Mm.
Like, that aren't necessarily your standard Starbucks menu
they
item.
Do like a mix of Disney and Starbucks stuff, don't they?
Yeah, that's what I really like about them. Because as I say, the stuff at Starbucks is nice anyway, but then when you get the Disney stuff as well,
yeah,
that's really nice. So I think that's probably the first one on my list here.
I agree. I love the Main Street Bakery. I was a little bit disappointed when Starbucks came in, but it's still got some great items in there, some good breakfast stuff. Like, you can get like a really good breakfast sandwich in there, that kind of thing. I I don't know why we do this every week. I make a mistake of talking about food when I haven't eaten anything today.
You haven't eaten anything. It's like 11:45 now.
I know. I haven't eaten anything. I'm saving my room for pumpkin spice latte. They're quite filling.
It's like, Yeah, I bet.
They are really filling. Like, I will have one at the parks, and that's all I will have until, like, lunchtime.
What size do you normally go for?
Well, I usually go for medium, but you can get a large under the snack, so I'm just going to go for large this year.
Right, okay. That makes sense. Get your money's worth.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I agree. Starbucks locations are usually pretty good around the resort. I'm going to talk about Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe.
That is also on my list.
Is it on your list?
It is.
It's in... let's save that one then. I'll let you talk about that, because I've got two locations I don't think you're going to have on your list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The first being Columbia Harbor House in Liberty Square. So they have, again, some interesting menu items that you wouldn't typically find at like a standard classic quick service. So they have things like Anchor's Away sandwich, which is white tuna, lettuce and tomato on a toasted multigrain bread with potato chips. They have a broccoli peppercorn salad. They have chicken breast nuggets and fish. Chicken pot pie. Again, these are all very, very different. Fried shrimp platter with coleslaw and a choice of corn, apple slices or french fries. They've got grilled salmon. They've got a land and sea trio, which is fried shrimp, chicken and fish with coleslaw. They have a lighthouse sandwich, which is hummus, tomato and broccoli slaw on a toasted multigrain bread. And they also have my favourite here, the lobster roll with potato chips.
Yeah, I was expecting the lobster roll to make an appearance.
Yeah, it's good. It's really nice here. Donna's not a fan of this place. It's not really anything for her.
Right.
So what we will probably do this year is I will eat in one place and she will eat in another.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. In this location, there's quite a few... There's a couple or two or three places, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sort of around that kind of area where you can get quick service stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fish person because, you know, I agree with Bruce that fish are friends and not food.
Bruce is wrong.
I mean, he does change his opinion partway through. But
fish is the best food out there.
For me
personally, it's like my favorite food. Like when we go to the boathouse this year, next year even, when we go to the boathouse, because I think you said you wanted to try it there.
I don't know if I've said the boathouse.
Oh, the Cellier.
I haven't really looked at them. Oh, Le Cellier, yeah.
Okay. If we go to the boathouse next year,
yeah,
you will leave of a very different opinion of me. I'm not going to say that because me eating an entire lobster is very messy.
Is it quite a sight to see?
Yeah, I might even say I recommend bringing goggles.
Many a time Donna has been flicked in the eye with a piece of lobster.
Stray lobster juice. So yeah, no, but I love this location just because it's really different. The chicken pot pie looks good. I would say I might try that, but I'm just going to be torn by the lobster roll again, I think, or the land and sea trio.
Okay, as well, yeah. Right.
They've got some good desserts here. They've got a Boston cream pie. They've got kind of a healthy Greek yogurt and a seasonal cobbler as well. And they have some sides that include something a little bit different, like the corn on the cob, the New England clam chowder, steamed fresh broccoli. So it's nice. They've got a vegetarian chili as well. It's just nice to have something a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Cool.
So you want to talk about Cosmic Rays?
Yeah, should we do Cosmic Rays again? It's kind of a classic quick service location, isn't it? They do your nuggets, they do your burgers, that sort of thing. They do a different combination of burgers. They do like chicken sandwiches and stuff. Mm. And also, I like the fact that they do the half roast chicken.
Yeah. I've never had that. Is that good?
I don't know if I've personally had that. I like the sound of it. I've never had it though. I don't think.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they do a bit of variety in this one though.
Yeah, there's also different things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think like my dad may have had the rotisserie chicken and it looked really nice, but I don't think I've personally had it yet. But I'll need to. I should do.
Yeah, it's a good location. I would agree. And you've got the animatronic as well.
The animatronic.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Cosmic Ray.
Cosmic Ray, where's that?
He's at the front.
Is he? Yeah. I don't remember seeing that. Maybe. I mean, I was there in June. I definitely went there in June.
He plays music like the whole time and sings.
I have no recollection of seeing that.
Yeah.
Was it there when I was there? Obviously, it's not something new. Maybe they've taken it away for temporarily or something, but.
I don't know why I said Cosmic Ray, because his name is not Cosmic Ray. I just want to correct myself before Disney fans scream out, because I'm screaming out inside. I had to just interrupt you. It's Sunny Eclipse.
Sunny Eclipse.
Sunny Eclipse.
I see what they did there. But, yeah, I don't recall seeing that.
Really?
No.
That's crazy.
I mean, because we went all the way round, I thought, and I don't remember seeing or hearing something singing.
He's like, when you go in and see the food,
yeah,
and you know, to the right is where all the tables are.
Yeah,
is this at the back, by the window, right at the back is where he sits.
Oh right, okay, tucked away.
Well, I wouldn't say he's tucked away.
But you're saying he's right around the corner, right? Come on.
Well, there's only one. It's just one giant room.
Yeah. I'm not sure. We're going to have to go back.
Yeah, you will have to go back.
To find Sunny Eclipse.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's a good location.
It is a good location. They do a really good selection of food. They do quite a variety. You've got your hot dogs, your burgers, your chicken in various shapes and sizes.
Mm.
Nugget form, burger form, rotisserie form.
I'm very tempted by the half chicken and pulled pork combo this year with mashed potatoes and green beans.
Half chicken. Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I will no doubt end up going for the barbecued pork bacon cheeseburger.
I was looking at that as you said that, thinking you're going to go for that.
Yeah, because it's like they've got a barbecue pork sandwich, they've got a cheeseburger. Why not have both?
Why not both? Combo it up. I assume you're going to go for the French fries and not the green beans. That's a bit weird, green beans.
Yeah, green beans with
a burger.
Yeah, no, it's not for me.
It's not, that's a bit strange. I mean, that would go well, as it does, it goes well with the chicken.
With the half chicken, but, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Sounds nice, but I'm not sure about the burger.
Yeah, again, it's that nice, you know, mashed potatoes and green beans, not something you get every day, exactly. You know, when you're out there. So.
Exactly. I always find like something like that, and like it's way too hot to eat like chicken and mashed potatoes and green beans. It just feels like a winter thing in the UK.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mashed potato is very sort of like, I don't know what the word would be.
It's like autumnal, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I know it's autumn when I go out there, but it's like still like 30 degrees, so.
It's not really autumn, is it?
No, it's not. Any more locations for you at Magic Kingdom?
What have we got? I don't know if it's really a quick service location, but the Lunching Pad.
Oh yeah,
is good for a snack, isn't it? They do the Mickey pretzel.
Yes,
yeah, and also things like hot dogs and stuff like that. But I like if you just have a quick snack, that's quite nice there.
Yeah, the Mickey pretzel's good. I think we're gonna definitely do like our favourite snacks in Disney World and Universal. That's definitely going to be an episode because there's so many great options.
Yeah, although apparently they class the Lunching Pad as a quick service.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I guess because you can get the hot dogs and stuff there.
Maybe, yeah, you can get like the meal. Yeah, because it comes with, well, it says chips, which probably presumably means crisps for us in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just wrong.
Yeah, for us that actually know what crisps are.
Yeah.
I've got one more location, and it's Pecosville Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. Relatively recently changed from like a more traditional quick service location to a Mexican themed quick service location. So they have things like beef nachos, chicken burrito, fajita platter, nachos Rio Grande, Southwest burger, Southwest salad with chicken, Southwest salad with spicy beef, a spicy beef burrito, and also a taco burger as well. I've had the fajitas here, which were okay, but I want to head back here and try the taco burger or potentially the Southwest burger as well.
Okay.
The Nachos Rio Grande is a secret menu item. I've seen a few people actually have this. Drunk at Disney tried this a couple weeks ago. And it's like the biggest plate of nachos. It's only served between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. It feeds between 6 to 8 people. It costs $90.
Oh, wow. When you say it's a top secret menu item, is not on the menu?
It's not on the menu, that's right, yeah.
I see, and you can only ask for it between 3 and 6.
Yeah.
That's pretty random.
Yeah, a lot of Disney locations have secret menus.
Okay, yeah. How would you find out?
Just through, I think people just ask, and then they do tell you if you ask.
Oh, what, if you ask, is there anything that's not on the menu?
Yeah, I think someone did that at like, I want to say like All Stars or Pop Century a couple weeks ago, and they brought out a briefcase. I'm not joking. They brought out a briefcase. They opened the briefcase up. They gave them like one of those classic, I don't know if they're called like, not, is it kaleidoscope? Where you know, with the,
oh yeah.
And they had to look through that to actually see the menu items.
That's cool.
That's amazing. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So yeah, this location is great because it has like the salad bars, so you can get like as much like cheese and jalapenos as you want.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's what I really like about this place. And they also have churros, and I like churros.
I like churros.
I like churros. So that is all of my locations in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So I guess we need to move on to Universal.
Yeah.
I actually have two locations at Universal. Because I'll be honest, I don't usually eat that at Universal. I usually grab a few snacks, and like recently I've just gone to Toothsome at lunch to get a milkshake, and that has filled me up until I've got back to Disney and had my meal in the evening.
Yeah.
But there are two locations that I do go to for something to eat. The first one is Bumblebee Man's Tacos.
Bumblebee. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little taco stand just outside.
Yeah, it's like a truck, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And I think I had the Mucho Macho Nacho. No, I didn't. I had the chicken taco, which is grilled sliced chicken with cheddar cheese, lettuce, and homemade salsa in a warm corn or flour tortilla with chips. And yeah, I do like it there. It's cool. The tacos are pretty nice, actually. I was quite happy with that. So yeah, I would definitely recommend that place.
Cool.
And then I'll go into my second one just because it's right next door, and that is Krusty Burger.
Yeah.
And again, I don't actually rate the food that much at Universal, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I think I had the Clogger Burger, which is a burger top with applewood smoked bacon, secret sauce, cheddar cheese sauce, a giant tomato slice, and iceberg lettuce served on a speciality bun. And something that I do pick up here, I know it's kind of eating into our snacks podcast in the future, I will grab one of those giant pink donuts. You know, the ones in the boxes?
The huge ones?
Yeah, blimey. Absolutely.
I don't know if I've ever seen anyone go for one of those.
Yeah, we got one like every trip the last few years. We just share it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, tear it in half or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Have half each, yeah.
Wow. As I say, I don't think I've ever seen anyone get one.
Yeah,
it'll be a sight to see you munching down one of those.
They are really tasty.
Okay. I always thought like hardly anyone would have them, so you wouldn't get them. They might not be that fresh.
No, they taste really fresh.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really good. I was surprised as well, but we thought we'd just give it a go.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were really, it's really good.
Oh, cool. So is that your one's done?
Yeah.
Cool. As you say, I don't tend to eat that many like quick service places in Universal, mainly because generally the last few times we'll be on property.
Yeah.
And so you've got obviously got the big restaurants in City Walk and stuff
where
we tend to eat. But we do often eat in Richter's. So okay. that's I'm trying to think where that is. It's kind of what ride is it near? It's between Mummy and where the Batlot Tour used to be.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of around that area. But yeah, they do a good selection of burgers. They do like chicken burgers and
I know what you mean, yeah.
Beef burgers and stuff. And again, they have like the salad bar where you can fill up on your own stuff, fill up with your own stuff and things like that. Yes, that's one thing that we get from here. The milkshakes. They call them milkshakes, but they're basically, it's so thick, it's ice cream.
Yeah.
Essentially, you need a spoon to eat it. But those are really nice, really tasty. So it's quite nice on a like hot day. Just get one of those as you're going past.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can sit inside, get the aircon a bit and stuff like that. So it's quite a nice sort of like stop-off location as you're going around the park.
I have definitely eaten there. I do remember eating there.
Yeah, it's quite nice because you kind of get a bit of a combo of like size of food. So if you're not that hungry, you can grab something. Or if you're a bit more hungry, you can get a burger or something.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice. And another one in Islands where we've eaten before is Blondie's. You've been to that one?
Don't know.
They make up sandwiches for you.
Okay.
So they have like, it's kind of like, I guess it would be Subway.
Yeah.
So they have various meats. So they have beef or turkey or I can't remember what else they have. And you can get a sandwich made up and they've got various salads, stuff like that. And you can just say, I'll have a bit of that, bit of that, bit of that. And they make it up for you.
Oh, nice.
So it's nice. Again, it's similar to the French place I was talking about in Epcot.
Yeah.
Where, you know, a sandwich, having a sandwich every now and then is a bit different. And it makes a change.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So that's quite a nice one.
I've eaten in the... I'm trying to think where it is. There's like a food location in the Marvel Superhero Island.
Right, okay.
What it's called.
There is a...
Possibly Captain America's Diner.
Right, okay.
Called, yeah.
I possibly went there being back in June, I think.
It was okay.
Right. Is that the one where they have, like, pizza and it's all, like, you just pick it up off the... Out of the, like...
No, it's like burgers and it's like burgers mostly that they have.
So they have okay, like, maybe that's maybe it's a different one I went to.
Yeah, they some of them come with milkshakes as well.
Right. Okay.
It was okay.
Oh, yeah. I think it might have been Cafe 4 that I went to.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was around that sort of area.
Yeah, it was all right in there, but yeah, it's. I've been to. I'm trying to think of the name of it. The one in I should know the Leaky Cauldron.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I went there for breakfast and I had an English breakfast and it wasn't amazing.
No, that's the thing. When they say it's like full English or something, it's really not. They just can't do it abroad. They can't do sausages.
No, abroad. It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't understand why. But you think they'd be able to ship them in or something? But yeah, the problem I have with the Harry Potter ones is they're so busy.
Yeah, they are.
it's always like really difficult to get a space, to get a seat and all this sort of stuff. So it's like, I'll just go somewhere else.
Yeah, I think the one thing I did like about the one in the Leaky Cauldron was it did have black pudding.
And that's a must for you, isn't it?
It's a must for me for English breakfast. But then, like, it. So they had all of the things that I think do go into a good English breakfast. So eggs, sausage links, no, that's not how you serve sausages in England. Black pudding, yes. English bacon, yes, it was okay. It wasn't quite English bacon. Baked beans, yes. Grilled tomato, yes. Mushrooms, yes. Breakfast potatoes, absolutely essential for a UK breakfast in my mind. But then randomly, sometimes they give you like a croissant. It's like, no,
that's not a British thing.
That's not a British thing to do.
No, no. I mean, I guess also a problem I have with the Harry Potter stuff is it's obviously it's all meant to be like British stuff, and it's like, well, I eat all this stuff at home.
Yeah.
You know, and looking at the Leaky Cauldron menu, you've got fish and chips, which, if they're anything like the ones in Epcot, they're not real fish and chips.
No, they're not. No, they're definitely not.
Bangers and mash, toad in the hole, cottage pie, all this stuff I have at home.
Yeah.
So why would I want to go there and have it again? And it won't be quite the same.
No, 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 definitely not.
So.
So, yeah, those are our locations, I guess, for Universal.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, with that, do you have any favourite quick service locations at Disney World and Universal? Let us know. We are on Facebook, themeparktrader.com/Facebook. No? I was just talking rubbish. Facebook.com/themeparktrader. We've recorded two episodes in a row and my brain's just all over the place now.
And as we found out, you haven't had any food.
I haven't had any food, which is also an issue.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's the location for us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are on Snapchat. We're on Instagram, all Theme Park Trader. We're on our website, themeparktrader.com. I'm on Twitter as well, at Rynogs, RYANOGS, Stan's on Twitter.
Yeah, sorry, I just had a like coughing fit.
It's not going well, is it?
No, that's weird. I'm Scrooby Online, so SCROBY online.
And before Dan decides to die, we appreciate you listening to this week's episode. Do get in contact with any suggestions that you have, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.